Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the foreign service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with sound technician Gloria Sarmiento, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Friday, December 6, 2024. We'll have news, sports, and music. And we'll have the usual things that we have, such as information and features. Today we'll have one devoted to a seminal album in the history of Argentine rock, Bicicleta by Serú Girán of the early 1980s, a band that was dubbed the Argentine Beatles, headed by Charlie García, accompanied by David Lebón, Oscar Moro, and Pedro Aznar. This is perhaps the most influential album, and we are devoted 20 minutes in this special feature about it, with analysis and of course with the music of the record. And we'll also be talking about the plans to send Argentine wheat to China for the first time in many, many years. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way, it's okay for sending reception reports if you are at the EXA. This show airs on the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, frequency 5850 kHz, and also via internet on rai.com.ar. We are now ready to get started with the news. These are the headlines. President Milei travels to Montevideo for the Mercosur summit with the possibility of a deal with the EU. Thousands protested against the government at Plaza de Mayo. Venezuela called Argentina's Hague filing over its Caracas embassy siege a farce. According to the United Nations, 20,000 unidentified bodies are stored at an airport in Bogotá, Colombia. An Argentine senator is under arrest in Paraguay for attempting to enter the country with $200,000 in cash. Sports: River to face Bayern Munich and Boca to play Inter Milan in the Club World Cup. And these are the news. Argentine President Javier Milei is taking part in the Mercosur summit this Friday in Montevideo, Uruguay. During the event, he will take over the pro tem presidency of the trade bloc, which includes Argentina, Uruguay, Brazil, Paraguay, and more recently Bolivia. Mr. Milei is expected to meet his Uruguayan counterpart Luis Lacalle Pou, as well as Brazil's Lula, Paraguay's Santiago Peña, and Bolivia's Luis Arce. This is a moment in which there is speculation about the long-delayed free trade agreement between Mercosur and the European Union being finally signed at this summit. And in fact, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is also in Montevideo as a guest in the event. Thousands of people protested against Milei's government at Plaza de Mayo. The demonstration, organized by political, social, and labor groups, criticized Casa Rosada's policies. Speakers at the event called for the formation of a unified opposition front. Hugo Godoy, leader of the CTA Umbrella Union, claimed that Milei's measures favor financial speculators at the expense of Argentine's wealth and well-being. Another speaker, Hugo Jarqui, accused the president of turning the country into a feast for economic elites, while denying workers the daily bread. The rally coincided with the annual March of Resistance held by Argentina's prominent human rights group, the Mothers of Plaza de Mayo. During the march, the women also criticized Milei's administration. The Venezuelan government rejected Argentina's Hague filing regarding the siege of its embassy in Caracas. Venezuelan Interior Minister Diosdado Cabello dismissed Argentina's complaint to the International Court of Justice as, and I quote, a farce. During a televised program, Cabello denied that the embassy was cut off from water and electricity, and he showed photos allegedly showing people using the embassy's pool and outdoor spaces. According to Cabello, the images feature opposition members who sought shelter at the embassy back in December. One of them, let's recall, claimed recently on social media that the building remains surrounded by security forces. The compound is currently managed by Brazil, as Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's government expelled Argentine diplomats who had been running it. According to the United Nations, approximately 20,000 unidentified bodies are being stored at an airport in Bogota, Colombia. The UN Committee on Enforced Disappearances reported that the remains are housed in a hangar overseen by the forensic authority. These bodies have not been buried due to the lack of resources to identify them. Carmen Rosa Avila, a UN expert, clarified during a press conference in Bogota that these are not discovered bodies but are being stored due to the absence of alternative facilities. She regretted that in Colombia, thousands of unidentified bodies remain in the ground, underground, and in vaults. The issue highlights the country's broader crisis of over 110,000 officially reported missing persons. Many of them are believed to be victims of the conflict between the state, guerrillas, and paramilitary groups that has been going on for decades in this South American nation. Paraguay's judiciary has placed an Argentine senator under house arrest after he attempted to enter the country with $200,000 in undeclared cash. Edgardo Cuellar was detained with the money in his vehicle but denies any wrongdoing. Paraguayan authorities charged him with attempted smuggling. His secretary, Yara Ginzel, who was traveling with him at the Brazil-Paraguay border crossing, is also implicated. And now, sports. Boca and River will represent Argentina at the upcoming Club World Cup. The group stage draw for the 2025 Global Tournament, set to take place in the US, was held yesterday. River will compete in Group E alongside Italy's Inter, Mexico's Monterrey, and Japan's Urawa Red Diamonds. Boca, meanwhile, will face Germany's Bayern Munich, Portugal's Benfica, and New Zealand's Auckland City in Group C. The opening match will feature Lionel Messi's Inter Miami against Egypt's Al Ahly. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo. RAE, Argentine, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentine vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentin.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Okay, let's share some tango music. In this case is a song by Luis Cardey, sung by Luis Cardey, a classic of tango called Grey Afternoon.
Pese al dolor vine a verte, lo supe ayer. Que tú estabas tan mal, te quise odiar y mi pasión fue fuerte. No pude más y vine al hospital por todo el mal que me has hecho. Te recordé con despecho y rencor. pero después sentí dentro del pecho mi corazón latir con santo amor. ¿Por qué lloras? ¿Acaso mi presencia junto al dolor a vos también te apena? ¿O al recordar tu vida sin esencia te arrepentiste y hoy querés ser buena? La tarde gris, tan gris como esta pena, acompañó mi quebranto por tu herida, porque eras vos la dicha de mis días, el alma de un cantar y la ley de mi fe. Nada vengo a reprocharte, todo pasó y prefiero olvidar. ¿Qué voy a hacer si nací pa' quererte, si fuiste vos la luz de mi soñar? Y yo te perdono, te brindo amor, hogar, mil caricias, mi fe adornará la vida un pibe lindo y yo seré feliz con tu querer. ¿Y por qué llorar? ¿Acaso mi presencia junto al dolor a vos también te apena? ¿O al recordar tu vida sin esencia te arrepentiste y hoy querés ser buena? La tarde gris, tan gris como esta pena, acompañó mi quebranto por tu herida, porque eras vos la dicha de mi vida, el alma de un cantar y la ley de mi fe.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina, mission Shizie.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Okay, I'm going to be sharing with you a piece that was published quite recently on the Buenos Aires Times, which is an English language website, about Argentina seeking its first wheat shipments to China in decades. I'm going to read this article in its entirety. Argentina wheat traders are seeking to close the first significant sales to China since the 1990s, according to the head of the country's top crop exporting group. China is making overtures for what purchases after it authorized Argentine shipments earlier this year, said Gustavo Idígoras, the president of the Ciara CEC chamber, whose members include the major agricultural trading houses. China also recently authorized purchases of Argentine corn through no cargoes have yet sailed. The move comes as Argentina, one of the world's top wheat suppliers, is on track for a bumper harvest. At the same time, tariff threats from US President-elect Donald Trump are raising hopes among South American traders for greater export opportunities. Growers in and around the southern half of Buenos Aires province, who will harvest the golden wheat fields in the coming weeks, are forecast to produce 3.9 million metric tons, 18% more than a year ago when plants endured a drought. That's according to a tour of farmland this week, organized by the Bahía Blanca Grain Exchange. The province, home to Argentina's prime wheat region, will contribute to a broader production rebound after a La Niña climate system that threatened to parch fields again largely dissipated, helping President Javier Milei's plan to kickstart an ailing economy. Sporadic rains over the last few months fell just in time to keep plants in good condition, sparing improved yields, said Gabriel Abregos, an estimates analyst at the Bahía Blanca Bourse. The U.S. Department of Agriculture expects a national Argentine wheat crop of 17.5 million tons, up from 15.9 last season. China's potential as a market for Argentine wheat may increase if Trump's vow to slap tariffs on imports sparks a full-on trade war with retaliatory levies imposed by Beijing. Brazil took advantage of Trump's first trade war, boosting its endeavor to be an agricultural force, Idígora said in an interview. We need to know what a second trade war would look like. Long? Short? Multi-destination? Multi-product? To see what could happen and who could seize the opportunity this time around. However, Mr. Milei still needs to fulfill a promise to cut Argentina's long-standing tariffs on its own crop exports. Idígora said exporters are lobbying the government to reduce the levies, which range from 12 to 33%, denting the country's global competitiveness, they say, for next season. But since President Milei needs the revenue to reach ambitious budget goals, it isn't clear if the efforts will succeed. Nice informative piece entitled Argentina Seeks Its First Wheat Shipments to China in Decades that you can check out on the website of the Buenos Aires Times.
RAI Argentine vers le monde.
RAI Argentine vers le monde.
RAI Argentina to the world.
RAI 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAI Argentina al mundo.
RAI Argentina al mundo.
RAI Argentinian in die Welt.
RAI Argentina al mundo.
Okay, let us enjoy more tango music. In this case, a song called Justo el 31. It's like saying in English, did it have to be the 31st? Or, well, spot on, the 31st. Well, it's an expression that is difficult to translate. No, Justo el 31 is like, it's on the 31st. No, not any other day. Exactly on the 31st. Well, it's got several meanings, but the singer is very easy to translate the name. Julio Sosa, the Baron of Tango.
Hace cinco días, loco de contento, vivo el movimiento como un carrusel. Ella que esperaba a murarme el uno, justo el 31 yo la madrugué. Me contó un vecino que la rubia loca, cuando vio la pieza sin un alfiler, se morfó la soga de colgar la ropa, que fue en el apuro lo que me olvidé. Era un mono loco que encontré en un árbol, una noche de hambre que me vio pasar. Me tiró un poquito y yo, que soy chiquito, me ensarté al oscuro y la llevé al burí. Sé que entré a la pieza y encendí la vela, sé que me di vuelta para verla bien. Era tan fulera que la vi y di un grito. Oh, después no me acuerdo, che, yo me desmayé. La gran flauta que era fulera la mina. mamma mía, espantosa vieja. La aguanté de pena casi 4 meses, entre la cargada de todo el café. Me tiraban nueces mientras me gritaban, ahí va, Sarrazani con el chimpancé. Menos mal que el zurdo, que es tipo derecho, le regó en el hecho cuando se iba a alzar. Y la redoblona, de amurarme el uno, justo el 31 se la fui a cortar.
RAE Argentina to the World presents Bicycle, an essential record of Argentine rock. Bicycle was the third recording by the Cero Girán group, which was, no doubt, one of the most popular Argentine rock groups and one of the two foundational ensembles during the last military dictatorship, when recitals were spaces of freedom and resistance.
Con el tiempo vas cambiando, y tus ojos van mirando más allá.
Integrated by Charlie Garcia, David Lebón, Pedro Aznar and Oscar Moro, Cero Girán is considered one of the best Argentine rock groups due to its high musical and conceptual quality, and besides, for being one of the first to get interested in the scenographic aspect of live performances. Recorded in 1980, when the end of the bloody military dictatorship was already announced, Bicycle is full of songs that became anthems. While I Watch the New Waves, How Long Will It Take, and of course, the Song of Alice in the Country. Cero Girán was born in 1978, and after a first record poorly welcomed by the public, it achieved certain popularity with The Grease of the Capitals. The second album of the band, Pedro Aznar, the bassist, describes the Bicycle.
Bicicleta fue el primer disco.
Bicycle was Cero Girán's first recording, a sure success, to say something. Because when we recorded The Grease of the Capitals, the second, there was a sort of reconciliation with the public and the critic.
Con el público y con la crítica.
Composer and keyboard player Charlie Garcia, in turn, recalls the first recordings by Cero Girán. The first composition is the one about incomprehension. I believed I was doing something revolutionary, something that would contribute with culture. Then, The Grease of the Capitals came, and it was the battle record, the one to persuade the audiences. And Bicycle, for me, would be the relax. As if we said, we are already famous. No more problems, okay?
Ya no hay problema, okay.
La música sigue, pero a mí me parece igual. ¿Te acuerdas del baile de los palos de escoba? ¿Te acuerdas que entonces era la nueva hora y bien? ¿Qué es esto de nuevo?
Bicycle was highly influenced by the Italian band and progressive rock Premiata Forneria Marconi, that Charlie Garcia and Pedro Aznar admired. That influence is expressed in the first composition, To Yesterday's Youngs.
Thank you.
To Yesterday's Young, a first edition, is a 9-minute composition that includes a long introduction and an overture that distills Dango's sonority. Composed and interpreted by Charlie Garcia, the lyrics criticize the old-time musicians for their contradiction between their ideals and their reality. Lyrics are sort of naive. They are our Dorian Gray, says the lyrics.
A simple vista puedes ver como borrachos en la esquina de algún tango a los jóvenes de ayer. Se besan todo el tiempo y lloran el pasado como vieja en matiné.
The last track of the record, Meeting with the Devil, in turn, was surrounded by versions that turned it into a criticism against the ruling military-imposed censorship. Although Charlie Garcia and David Lebón, the authors, later denied it, during a long time, the belief was that the meeting and the devil referred to a gathering of Argentine rock musicians with a military government advisor regarding questions of the youth. In 1980, Seru Hiran presented Live Bicycle at the Obras Sanitarias Stadium in the city of Buenos Aires, the same arena where they had previously presented their debut album and where they would play in several occasions later on. The staging of the show was assigned to plastic artist Renata Schusheim, and it marked a before and after of rock concerts in Argentina. Renata Schusheim recalls that participation. The first time I worked with Charlie Garcia, it was for the bicycle presentation. It was also my first time as responsible of a piece. At that time, we had no money. Bicycle meant collecting bicycles and other things from friends, painting them in white and hanging them on the stage.
Pintarlas de blanco y colgarlas.
Tiempo
es un vidrio, tu amor un fakir, mi cuerpo una aguja, tu mente un tapiz. Si las sanguijuelas no pueden herirte, no existe una escuela que enseñe a vivir.
Bassist and composer Pedro Aznar, in turn, recalls the impressive live presentation of the record.
Sí, el obra de presentación de Bicicleta fue.
The presentation show at the Obra Stadium was really beautiful, very beautiful. The staging work done by Renata Schusheim was exquisite. She also designed the internal envelope of the disc, the graphic into the record.
El ángel vigía, descubre al ladrón, le corta las manos, le quita la voz, la gente se esconde o apenas existe, se olvida del hombre, se olvida de Dios.
Composed by Charlie Garcia, the fifth track of the record, While I Watch the New Waves, is born out of a criticism of the new wave, trendy at the end of the 70s, and which here, in Argentina, was made popular by bands such as Dire Straits, Talking Heads, and The Police. And so it says, guitar player and vocalist David Lebón.
Mientras vino las nuevas olas fue una...
While I Watched the New Waves was a practical joke played on the new wave, on the new trends that appeared. There is always something new that becomes old when another new thing appears. As a matter of fact, the music shouldn't follow the trends of fashion. You listen to Paul McCartney now, and he sounds the same as when you were 19. No difference.
¿Te acuerdas de Elvis cuando movió la pelvis, el mundo hizo plop plop y nadie entonces podía entender?
¿Qué eras la furia?
Pues bien, el muchacho se hizo rico y entonces las dulces canciones conquistaron las señoritas.
¡Apagua y mamita!
¿Te acuerdas del club del clan y la sonrisa de Jolie? La música sigue, pero a mí me parece igual.
¿Te acuerdas del baile de los palos de escoba? ¿Te acuerdas que entonces era la nueva hora y bien? ¿Qué es esto de nuevo?
As we already said, Bicycle saw the light in 1980. During the military dictatorship that ruled Argentina between 1976 and 1983. Although it was not the only dictatorship that hit the country, it was the bloodiest, that left 30,000 people dead in sinister illegal detention camps of torture, and over 400 babies stolen who are still looked for by the grandmothers of Plaza de Mayo. At that time, the ruling militaries elaborated blacklists with banned songs. The rock recitals of the time were a refuge, a place where the young gathered in the midst of silence to listen to music. Within that political scenario, Charlie Garcia shows once more his huge sensitivity and artistic talent. And, to quote music critic Sergio Pujol, the lyrics of the songs appeal to the allegories and or metaphors and not to the direct message. Charlie was a good critic of customs. He had the courage and the witty mind to translate in his songs that suffocation climate of the time. When we hear the lyrics on Friday 3 a.m., one suffers of suffocation, and the same happens with Song of Alice in the Country and with some other songs. Song of Alice in the Country had already been composed by Charlie Garcia for a film project. It was included in his album and immediately adapted to become a metaphor of the dictatorship. A song that the dictatorship could not censure because it did not say anything openly, although it did say everything between lines. Consulted many years later about his favorite song in the album Bicycle, Charlie Garcia said, "How long will it still take?" RAE, Argentina to the World, presented Bicycle, an essential record of Argentine rock. Production, Julieta Galván. Edition, Matías Arreceigor. The Voice, Miriam Turbula.
RAE, Argentine vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Okay, folks, the weekend is upon us. And let us inaugurate this optimistic moment of the week with some cheerful, up-tempo, energetic music. And I feel today like some hard rock. And the best band from Argentina in this genre and I would say in Latin America and even the Spanish-speaking world is Rata Blanca, the White Rats. So let's play a couple of tunes by this group to feel a little adrenaline and get in the mood for the weekend that is officially starting now. Let's start with this track from the first album by Rata Blanca, in which the lead singer Saúl Blanch, the first of many singers that Rata Blanca had. There it goes, Solo para Amarte, Just to Love You by Rata Blanca on RAE.
Yeah.
Oh yes, Rata Blanca on Rai to kick off the Friday. And let's continue with more music by them. I love this band. This is a track called The Forgotten Kingdom by Rata Blanca on Rai. An Argentine band. I know what you may be thinking, wherever you're listening to this. It is Rata Blanca, but they recorded this album, The Forgotten Kingdom, with two singers. One in Spanish, their lead singer, Adrián Barilari, but they also invited for the English version Dougie White, famous for being one of the singers of Rainbow, the band by Richie Blackmore. Well, playing Rata Blanca's songs, a trifecta of Rata Blanca tunes to kick off this Friday, December 6th, to welcome the weekend on Rai. And let's play now the biggest hit by this band. A live version of La Leyenda del Hada y el Mago, the legend of the fairy and the wizard, Rata Blanca on Rai.
Yes.
And before signing off, let's go over the headlines again. President Milei travels to Montevideo for the Mercosur summit with the possibility of a deal with the EU. Thousands protested against the government at Plaza de Mayo. Venezuela called Argentina's Hague filing over its Caracas embassy siege a farce. According to the United Nations, 20,000 unidentified bodies are stored at an airport in Bogota, Colombia. An Argentine senator is under arrest in Paraguay for attempting to enter the country with $200,000 in cash. Sports: River to face Bayern Munich and Boca to play Inter Milan in the Club World Cup. And with that, we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. Sound technician, Gloria Sarmiento. Host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. Thank you very much for listening. Enjoy the weekend and join us on Monday for a new program. Ciao.